Section 3. You will hear three students called Bill, Irene and Jen talking about their experiment preparation they are doing together. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Oh, hi Jen and Irene. You two are heading to class, aren't you?
Hey Bill, yes, we are just walking there now. It's a little bit early now, though. We still would like to make some preparations for our apparatus for the experiment practice. How about walking with us? Come on.
Of course, it's really great to catch up. How's it going with your experiment? Have you already chosen the subject you're going to test yet?
To be honest, so far it's going well, and we're now serving as the laboratory partners responsible for conducting the test. Also, we've decided to test the impacts of the gravitation force on a variety of objects with a number of densities.
Interesting indeed, but surely plenty of work for you to do. During the last 2 weeks, I've been thinking of and planning the test, and eventually did it yesterday.
Goodness, Irene, your hard work really left me with a deep impression.
Frankly, I'm into chemistry so much, so for me it's not very much like work. Whenever there is a little free time for me at the weekend, I'd like to spend it in the laboratory on my experiment, which almost feels like a second home to me. What about you, Bill? Which partner are you currently working with?
Me and Kim, we were partnered by the tutor. I've never worked with him before, so I was worried at first that he wouldn't do that well in the lab work. But it turns out he's so capable.
I've noticed that he's always very well dressed.
Yeah, we share the same tastes in clothes. He's very stylish, but that doesn't keep him from getting his hands dirty. He works very hard and makes significant contributions, which I really appreciate.
Ah, it's great that you and your partner get along with each other well, which I think will bring much more pleasure to your experiments when both of you work well together.
What do you think of the other people in our group?
Most boys are really good at maths, which is really helpful when it comes to calculations.
Irene is also good at maths, so she contributes a lot because she can do all the equations. I am mainly responsible for all the writing parts, since she finds it difficult. Without help between our partners, we'd probably fail.
It can't be too true, and I'm so pleased that we've nearly completed it.
Only because you finished the data analysis.
Come on, Jen. You give me too much credit.
I'm so happy that Linda has not been my partner again. In the last experiment, Jen and I were grouped with her, which was really like a nightmare.
Yeah, though she always submitted her part of the group work on time, she never took her phone with her, so it was unlikely for anyone to reach her, and vice versa.
We were quite annoyed at her attitude, but she was such a hard worker in all fairness, because she realised the amount of work that would be needed to get a high score.
Jen is so hard-working, in fact. She has been invited to work on the professor's individual project.
Wow, really? That's amazing. Congrats. Do you know why he picked you?
I thought that was just because I was closer to him, but he told me that he was impressed with me always completing reading assignments in time for class.
I bet you will be really popular among the other students when they find out. All of them want to hear about the project. Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30. You can distribute tasks to everyone, so all of them will get chance to take part in it.
It actually sounds quite good. Could you help me decide who to assign each task to?
Sure. Now, let's see. Well, Irene finds writing difficult, but that might be a good opportunity for her to practice it by reviewing the bibliography.
Bibliography? I think maybe a bit too long for me, so the methodology would be a better choice.
Sure, that makes sense. Bill, you said that Kate is a hard-working girl, so I think she could be given the conclusion part, as it requires plenty of effort.
Okay, sure. And I know that Kylie hasn't been feeling well recently, so she could be tasked with the abstract and the acknowledgement, for there is very little work involved.
Jen, would you like to do the literature review part? Basically, there is a lot of work to do, but I believe you really enjoy writing, so I think you'll do a good job.
Sure, sounds great.
Right. So now bibliography and the discussion are left to assign. I think Linda will be struggling with the referencing, considering the amount of work. So perhaps I will take care of that task, and she could do bibliography.
That's great, guys. Thanks for your help. I'll tell the tutor when he arrives. That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.